and final hour of the South Shore's Morning News, coming to you from Broadcast House in beautiful Marshfield. I'm Rob Hakala. That's my co-host, Beth Foster. And yes, just like the network shuffle, she's moved from Fridays to Wednesdays. Love Bites with Francesca Luca. She is our lifestyle coach. Love Bites, taking a bite out of love, one question at a time. Sponsored by Meineke in Hanover and Quincy.
Hey, Francesca, how are you?
Great, Beth and Rob. How are you guys? Well, that's actually a lie because I came up from the Cape this morning, so I'm still panting from the traffic.
It's okay. You know, you got to be honest, right? That was a rough ride up
yeah.
here.
Woo-hoo! You're not alone, Francesca. It's been a tough couple mornings of traffic.
She thought Fridays was going to be bad.
Now I know I need to leave even earlier, but that's okay. Let's get to the question.
Oh, yeah. We got a question. Right. Every week we answer a question from you, the listeners. All right, Beth, you want to tee us up?
Absolutely. This question says, hi, Francesca. I met you at your event, the most eligible bachelor and bachelorette of the South Shore.
Oh, nice.
My high-maintenance boyfriend couldn't come, of course, because he is, well, high-maintenance. It seems it's always about women being high-maintenance, but my man is very high-maintenance. It's always about him, his needs, and desire. We have a great physical relationship, but long term, I don't know if this can actually work. He burns me out sometimes. Is it realistic to be able to sustain a long term relationship with this kind of a narcissist?
Ooh,
this is going to be a powerful conversation.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I'm curious, though. Do you like this guy?
Right.
But narcissism is a buzzword thrown around a lot these days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there is a big difference between high maintenance and narcissism, and the lines can definitely be blurry. So I was going to start with spotting and how to spot a narcissist, and we will get to that. But listener, I am more curious about you, and I feel like there are some questions that you really need to be asking yourself, which is, I'll start with, why am I still hanging around with this guy? And is this relationship in line with the life I'm trying to create? So these are questions, again, that you should be asking yourself. Another one would be, do I think I deserve more, or is this some underlying reason that I think I'm not allowing myself more? And one question that I have to you, and then I'll have you guys chime in. Did someone abandon your needs as a child that possibly left you feeling less than worthy?
Hmm.
Well, actually, but last, I really want to just touch this real quickly. You say that you have a great physical relationship. Well, that's F-I-N-E fine, but after a night of ecstasy when he disappears over the long haul, a vibrant physical relationship alone is definitely not going to give you the support and love that you crave. So just that's my two cents, and I'd love you guys to chime in and tell me what your thoughts are.
Yeah, so definitely what stuck out to me is what you said, Francesca, is the great physical relationship, and then later on in the question she says, he burns me out sometimes. So I think she really needs to think about the kind of relationship that she wants in her life. And I think almost by writing this question out, she's admitting that she doesn't want this kind of relationship in her life. Now, a great physical relationship can obviously keep us hanging on. And so you really have to decide whether you're willing to sacrifice your emotional and mental needs for those physical needs. And it's a hard choice to make, but sometimes we have to put the door behind us, close it behind us, even if we are loving the intimacy that we're getting, we're not getting the intimacy that actually fits our needs and wants. This is really...
Rob's shutting the door. Well, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day. But anyway, Rob, what from a man's perspective, what are your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess just as a guy, it's important to remember, you know, I guess that, you know, high maintenance, no, we shouldn't be sexist about it. So there can be high maintenance men and women. Mm-hmm. So, you know, let's not be sexist about that. I guess the thing that you're saying is I just don't see how this is sustainable in the long run, especially with getting burned out. How do you have a long-term relationship then? You can, right?
Right.
Right.
Well,
right.
I mean, if she's admitting that she's burnt out sometimes, I think she's admitting that this isn't going to work long run. And also, I think she's admitting to herself that she wants a more stable, long-run relationship. And now, I agree with you, Francesca. I think narcissism is thrown out a lot. This seems like this is just a toxic guy.
Right.
Right. He's just making it all about himself, and he's kind of not putting the microscope on her, and she kind of feels left out of her own life in a way.
And hey, he missed the best party on the South Shore 2 weeks ago, right?
It's true.
True.
You did, guys.
So, you did. So anyway, but listen, I do want to just talk about narcissism a little bit, just the short time we have,
because
I think that's important since she mentioned it. And I want to just give you some telltale signs. One is that they lack empathy. But worse than that is they see your empathy as a ticket to doing whatever they want. That's really important. And they also don't show any kind of remorse. They show no real regret when they hurt you. And if they do apologize, they expect you to just get over it.
Yeah.
Like, why are you making such a big deal of this still? Right? So these are some things that, you know, really you need to pay attention to, too. And sometimes also when someone is a narcissist, they get into trouble with you somehow or another, they make these grandiose gestures to get you back. But once you've forgiven them, it's abuse as usual.
Wow.
Right?
And we should mention, you're right, that word is thrown around. You're just an artist. But there really is a real condition, right? If you, I know in that book, whatever it is, the DSM or whatever, right? Narcissism is a condition.
Oh, absolutely. And they manipulate and intimidate you using gaslighting tactics to control you. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing. Like, what is gaslighting, right?
Because
these
things...
It's
another word I've heard thrown around a lot.
This is painful stuff. I mean, it really, truly is. And we don't have enough time this morning to obviously get into all of it, but we're going to continue the conversation tonight on the Francesca Luca Show. But I do want to just quickly touch on gaslighting. They trivialize your emotions and they blame you, and you start to get like you're not feeling like, well, you're feeling like something is definitely wrong.
You doubt yourself.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. You start thinking, am I overreacting? Am I being too sensitive? Mm-hmm. You know, and you're apologizing a lot. So these are some things to really take into consideration. And now, at the very beginning, though, on the other hand, if he is just overly consumed with his needs and he doesn't want to settle, tell him what you need and you're going to either get it or you won't. And if you don't get it, leave. It's liberating.
Dump him!
Dump him! Exactly.
Wow. There you go. We could have done that in 1 minute.
Right. Well, moving along, girlfriend.
Keep those questions coming, by the way. Love Bites is, again, I think we just had Angela check in, Beth. Is that correct?
Yeah, Angela just texted on the text line, drop him like a hot potato. I am married 39 fabulous years. Yeah. Well said, Angela.
Thank you, Angela, for that.
Angela checking in on the text line, 781-837-4900. Don't forget, Francesca will be diving deeper into narcissism tonight on a show. It has her own name, the Francesca Luca Show. And stay tuned for Love Bites next Wednesday when she weighs in on the fear of abandonment and how it plays out in all our relationships.
Thank you, Rob and Beth, and all the listeners for tuning in.
Thank you, Francesca.
Now on Wednesdays, right after the news at 9 on WATD, sponsored by Meineke in Hanover and Quincy. Traffic and weather is next.